This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Clare of Assisi. Clare was born around 1193 in Assisi, Italy. She was the first of five children in the noble Offreducio family, whose ancestors could be traced back to the Lombards, who invaded Italy earlier. The family could boast of seven knights, all well off and powerful. They were all part of the feudal system and very much involved in the ideals of chivalry. Their homes were filled with social activity and music by the wandering minstrels, for the family was rich in all things. Clare was a very attractive girl, talented in music and skilled in sewing. She had been taught to read and write, a skill usually reserved for those who intended to enter the convent. She was well known for her desire to help others in need. Several times her family proposed a suitable husband for her to marry, but she put off all suggestions with the answer that her virginity was promised to God. No one suspected that she wore a shirt of coarse boar's hair under her fine clothing. The whole town was soon talking about a young man named Francis, who gave away the fine armor his father had bought for him, and had even returned all his clothes. Now Francis had dressed himself in rags, and was going about Assisi asking for stones to rebuild some time-worn chapels. His only followers were those who hurled dirt and ridicule at him. But as he continued to preach about God's love, and was so joyful in his poverty, the hearts of his listeners melted. Clare was 18, and was touched by his message of poverty to reach Christ. She found opportunities to meet him secretly in the evenings, when she and a close friend would talk with him about the ideal of chastity and owning nothing but Christ. Clare agreed with Francis. She began to give away her possessions and decided to leave her family. When they discovered her absence, she was already secure in a nearby convent. Her family was outraged, and her younger brother tried unsuccessfully to drag her out of the chapel. Within a few days, Clare's younger sister, Agnes, secretly left home and joined her. How could the family pride allow another daughter to run off to live with beggars? The brother came again, but this time with some friends. They tried to carry Agnes home with them, but could not even lift the 15-year-old girl. They were again defeated. Still more girls asked to join Clare and follow her example. Francis appointed Clare abbess and made a rule for the women to follow. In return, he promised that he and his followers would always provide for the sisters' spiritual and material needs. Now, two orders had been formed. Francis led the men and called the first order the Friars Minor, and Clare led the women of the second order, which called themselves Minoresses. Both were pledged to live according to Francis' ideal of material poverty in order to love God and be entirely dependent upon him. Clare governed the convent wisely for 40 years. She always thought of herself as the least among her companions. When the lay sisters returned from errands, she washed their feet herself. She had only one habit to wear, which was the most worn. She had no shoes and chose to sleep on a bed of sticks with a stone or log for a pillow. She was very strict with herself. 3 days a week she ate and drank nothing. This routine so alarmed both Francis and the bishop that she was ordered under obedience to eat more and be more moderate in her penances. But despite Clare's severity with herself, she was full of sympathy and compassion toward others. She was the first to rise, to ring the bells for the others, and to light the candles. She made sure the sick were covered with warm blankets and had enough food. Convent life provided time each day for works of charity, prayers, and manual work. Idleness was avoided because it enabled the devil to fill the mind with vain thoughts and cause the love of God to grow cold. Clare was always occupied with God. The thought of the passion and sufferings of Christ would often cause her to shed tears. Once the devil said to her, "You cry so much, you will surely lose your sight." Clare said in return, "No one is blind who contemplates God." The devil answered, "Go on crying then, and you will see what you will suffer." She replied, love that cannot suffer is not worthy of the name. She received the gift of healing and cured others by making the sign of the cross over the sick person. But she herself became sick and was confined to a bed where she was continually ill for 28 years. During this time, she was never heard to give one word of complaint. People spoke of Claire's holiness throughout Europe, and many married people were attracted to imitate the Franciscan way of life. They became part of a new Third Order of Francis, which contributed to and shared in the spiritual life of the other orders while they carried out their own particular vocations. A remarkable event occurred in 1244, which showed the effect of Claire's prayers. The army of Emperor Frederick II was laying siege to Assisi, while the convent of Claire was outside of the city's walls and unprotected. A group of pagan Saracens from this army decided to plunder the convent and started to climb over the walls. The terrified sisters begged the bedridden Claire to help. She directed that she and the Blessed Sacrament be carried to the gate in full view of the invaders. Then she asked God to protect his defenseless sisters, the ones he had chosen for his own, as well as the people of Assisi from death. She was answered by a voice which said, "The sisters will always be in my care. Have no fear." No sooner were these words spoken than the attacking soldiers saw something which filled them with horror. They all fled from the convent, even injuring themselves, and the army gave up its attack on the city of Assisi. During her 42 years as a religious, she was like another Saint Francis of Assisi to her sisters as she lived his ideals of holy poverty. She called herself the little plant of Francis. Just 2 days before Claire died in 1253 at the age of 60, the Pope approved the rules of living she had written and which today are followed by those holy women called the Poor Clares. Claire was recognized to be a saint in heaven just 2 years later in 1235. Saint Francis is loved by many persons because he gave up worldly possessions so he could possess God completely. Claire saw how necessary this was in her life. We too must see that attachment to things of this world will not always earn our way to heaven. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.